Priče o pesmama. Priče o pesmama.
Slučajan susret u jednom dublinskom pubu sa Bonom Voxom, Tom Jones je iskoristio kao priliku da upita frontmana grupe U2 da li bi bio raspoložen da mu napiše pesmu. Bono je izrazio želju da razgovaraju kako bi saznao što više podataka o velškoj zvezdi koje bi mu o tome pomogli. Raspitivao se o svemu, odrastanju, načinu života i interesovanjima pevača. Tom je ispričao da je na pitanje odgovarao nekoliko sati i da je sve ličilo na intervju. Kada su se nekoliko meseci kasnije sreli u Londonu, Bono je imao gotovu pesmu i rekao da se potrudio da u nju unese najbolje utiske o Tomu Jonesu. Tigar iz Velsa je bio oduševljen količinom podataka koje je uspeo da iskoristi, a posebno Bonovim trudom da na demo snimku dočara njegov stil pevanja. Gotovo svi važni životni događaji o kojima su razgovarali, od odrastanja u rodnom gradu i prljavih poslova u mladosti, do trenutka uspeha i slave, našli su mesto u pesmi Sugar Daddy koju je Bono Vox napisao za Toma Jonesa. I got mail intuition, I got sexual ambition, I'm the last great tradition, let me state my position. The older I get, the better I was. It's all just for show. It's all just because the show must go on. What else can it do? I'm gonna drop the load on you. Oh, sugar, sugar daddy, sugar. Got the moves with precision. Can't you see my condition? You gotta get your hands dirty when you dig in a ditch. And boredom is God's revenge on the rich. Got the money, got the moves, got the looks and the breaks. Got the shirt, got the shoes.
It's a desperate condition, nearly out of ammunition, sexual ambition. Ah! Holy schmoly, I'm a one-man army, yeah, a one-man mob. Woo-hoo! I'm the Mac Daddy. You don't send a boy to do a man's job. And you make me feel like I'm not alone. I've been singing this song since before you were born. Baby, you're invited, but your friend can't come. He's a little too excited, maybe a little too young. Ah, baby, you're invited, but your friend can't come. He's a little too rich, maybe a little too young. Yeah.
I know it's okay, 'cause I do it so well. I'm in my 20s, living reckless, so turn the hourglass over and let's wreck this. It's a brand new world, I got a brand new heart, and every day I make a brand new start. I'm in my 20s, not in a hurry, I got a bulletproof chest so you can hurt me. It's a brand new world, I got a brand new heart, and every day I get a brand new start. I'm a shaker and I'm a mover. Got a vision coming from afar. Gonna take me back to where you are. I'm in my 20s, now getting restless. Got some hip now on my diamond necklace. It's a brand new world, I got a brand new heart. And every day I get a brand new start.
nothing much could happen. Nothing we can't shake. Though we're absolute beginners, with nothing much at stake. As long as you're still smiling, there's nothing more I need. I absolutely love you. But we're absolutely beginners. Well, if my love is your love, we're certain to succeed.
Priče o pesmama.
Bono Vox, frontmen grupe U2, poznat je kao učesnik mnogih humanitarnih akcija za pomoć siromašnima. Kada je jednom prilikom boravio u Ugandi, video je veliki broj ljudi zaraženih sidom koji su boravili u katastrofalnim bolničkim uslovima. Mnogi od njih su umirali jer nisu imali ni osnovne lekove, higijena je bila loša, a u nekim krevetima su ležala i po tri pacijenta. Po povratku u domovinu odlučio je da se obrati organizacijama koje su mogle da pomognu u sakupljanju pomoći za obolele. Jedna od prvih adresa bile su hrišćanske fundamentalističke grupe u Americi. Ono što je doživio razgovarajući sa njima o novcu za ugrožene, Bono Vox je uporedio sa pokušajima da dobije krv iz kamena. To ga je revoltiralo i dodatno potvrdilo njegovo uverenje da su bogate zemlje, posebno Sjedinjene Američke Države, spremne da zemljama trećeg sveta daju samo mrvice sa svojih stolova. O tome je napisao pesmu Crumbs from the Table koju izvodi grupa U2. From the brightest star comes the blackest hole. You had so much to offer. What did you offer your soul? I was there for you, baby, when you needed my help. Would you deny for others what you demand for yourself?
Caught up with your psychology, with a mouthful. And I knew you'd come back to me. up again, to my chagrin. I'm getting sick and tired of feeling sick and tired again. I tried to write, cause I got the right to make it look as if I'm doing something with my life. Got to find a vein, it's always the same melody to ease the panic and the suffering. I woke up again, drank the Ganga again to my evil twin. The mirror's fucking ugly and I'm sick and tired of looking at him. Been up all night, I probably picked a fight, cause I can't help it, I'm a bastard in the morning. So I try to write, I think I have the right, a little drinky now and then to help me just to see the light. Just another day, it feels like nothing's changed. Chase you, no. Know.
Priče o pesmama.
Babelova kula je jedna od najtužnijih i najznačajnijih priča u Bibliji. Ona na simboličan način otkriva široko rasprostranjenu pobunu u ljudskom srcu, a značajna je zato što je preoblikovala razvoj budućih kultura. Priča kaže da je pre izgradnje kule za sve ljude postojao samo jedan zajednički jezik. Po verovanju, sagrađena je u Šinaru u drevnoj Mesopotamiji na istočnoj obali reke Eufrat. Nastala je kao rezultat želje ljudi da naprave grad sa tornjem koji doseže do neba, ali i kao metafora za ego, pohlepu i čovekovu zabludu da može da postane Bog i preusme njegov presto. Kada je Bog došao da vidi grad i toranj, razljutio se jer je shvatio da cilj naroda nije bilo slavljenje njegovog imena, već izgradnja imena za sebe. Srušio je kulu i graditeljima pomešao jezike kako se više ne bi razumeli. Ova biblijska priča poslužila je članovima engleske grupe Mumford & Sons kao inspiracija za pesmu Babel u kojoj pevaju o ljudskom nezadovoljstvu.
But I'll be born without a mask. Like the city that nurtured my greed and my pride, I stretch my arms into the sky. I cry, Babel, Babel, look at me now, that the walls of my town, they come crumbling. Ask where will we stand in the winds that will howl as all we see will slip into the cloud. So come down from your mountain and stand where we've been. You know our breath is weak and our body thin. Press my nose up to the glass around your heart. I should have known I was weaker from the start. You'll build your walls, now we'll play my bloody part to tear, tear them down. Well, I'm gonna tear, tear them down. 'Cause I know my weakness, know my voice, and I'll believe in grace and joy.
Try to think positively. It's a fun, healthy trick.
Show your love to everyone. Share your love all around. Show your love to everyone.
Make your smile. it. You should wash the stains from yesterday and embrace your chances all the way. But never, never look back. Never feel remorse or sorrow. Life is simple as that. You should try to think. Think about tomorrow. Think about tomorrow. Think about tomorrow. Think about tomorrow.
charges to commit more crime. A businessman is caught with 24 kilos. He's out on bail and out of jail, and that's the way it goes.
In your eyes,
Priče o pesmama.
Lubbock je mali teksaški grad čiji stanovnici često ističu koliko su ponosni na svoju religioznost i patrijarhalnost. Kada je u takvoj sredini jedna devojčica započela borbu za uvođenje seksualnog obrazovanja u školama, doživela je masovnu osudu. Građani su zatvarali oči pred činjenicom da Lubbock ima jednu od najviših stopa tinejdžerskih trudnoća i seksualno prenosivih bolesti u Americi. Iz tog mesta potiče i Natalie Maines, članica grupe The Chicks, koja je mnogo puta na svoj koži osetila ogromno licemerje male sredine. Gledajući dokumentarni film o devojčici koja se borila za seksualnu edukaciju svojih vršnjaka, setila se svoje porodice koja je mnogo puta morala da je brani od malograđanskih osuda za najobičnije postupke. To je dalo ideju da napiše tekst u kojem je opisala ne samo rodni grad, već i sve male sredine koje je nazvala dvoličnim. Pesmi koju je snimila sa svojom grupom The Chicks dala je naslov Lubbock or Leave It.
Yeah. himself and soon come sailing a song.